Hello? Sound? This is an interview on July 9th, 1998 with James Lachey at his house in Wellfleet, Massachusetts.
Well, I'm glad to be.
Well, Jim, I thought we could start out maybe to talk about your family, your background.
Yes.
You were born in New York, but your parents had come from elsewhere.
They came from Russia, and my wife would say they came from Lithuania because Russia kept changing from Russia to Lithuania. There's a 50-year period, and apparently they came from
came from
not Vilna,
not Vilna,
Kovno, which is Kovno, Lithuania. But at that time it was Russian.
And so in Russian, it's Russian.
So not quite sure whether it's Russian or Lithuania.
That was all part of the old Tsarist Empire.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Exactly. So
they come over.
They came over here in 1905, and I was born in 1907, and I'm the only one in my family there who was born in this country.
Your older brother Myron was born.
Was born in Russia. Or Lithuania, as you have it. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was born in 1898, and he was my teacher, by the way. Yeah. Yes.
Well, where were you born in New York? What district?
I was born, and I know the number of the house too, 1744 Washington Avenue, the Bronx, which is an open area. Now, of course, it's part of the South Bronx, which is a slummy, terrible, rundown place. But when I was there, it was quite lovely, quite beautiful, right near Van Cortlandt Park.
And,
but but of course this is, I'm sorry to say, 91 years ago.
I don't think you are sorry.
It was my birthday the other day.
Was it?
91.
What are some early memories you would have had? What are some early memories you had of growing up in the Bronx?
There are very few, except that I used to go and pet the cows, which were right there.
It was still semi-rural. I mean, there weren't farms.
Yeah, certainly. But now, of course, it's all cement and paved and so on.
Yeah. Well, as soon as you went to school at about age six?
Exactly so. I went to school, kindergarten and school. And since I fell in love in Van Cortlandt Park with a jack in the pulpit, a flower.
A jack in the pulpit, huh?
The class I was with simply went away, and there I was alone, admiring this thing, but I was taken back home by a milk wagon and horse who followed me in. Yeah, so,
do you suppose that was an early example of your interest in observation and natural forms?
I never thought of it that way. Just what happened when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Do you think you were particularly interested in nature as a young boy?
I don't
know. What
any
were your interests, would you say, your chief interests?
I suppose like most kids, I grew up as a kid, whatever a kid does.
Yeah.
When I went to school, I was involved in psychology and so on.
Even in high school, they would have done some of that?
In high school, I kept drawing and so on.
So you did.
But when